Welcome to the Cutting Edge Secrets Podcast. This is a show for my barbers and stylists and entrepreneurs who wants to learn how to build their dream business in a way that lets our talents, our message, and our products and our services get out to the world and still remain profitable. This is Arthur Lyle, and welcome to the Cutting Edge Secrets Podcast. How I learned to use pain and get what I want. Hey, everybody, listen. Thanks again. I appreciate you always from coming to the Cutting Edge Secrets. Now look, no matter what, no matter how hard I worked when I was building my business from scratch, there was never a goal that I could achieve. There was never an end goal that I could achieve. I never really could get over the hump. So is it safe to say that that my life and my business and me as an entrepreneur was set up to be a disaster before it even started? Man, I'm trying to tell you, like, trying to become an entrepreneur and get a dream that's in your head, it's so difficult to be able to actually do those things, man. I mean, because honestly, it's so many struggles, and the pain of not knowing, the pain of not knowing who you are, who you want to become, and the things that you want to do is difficult. And I must be honest, like, you know, we all aren't built to be entrepreneurs. And so I've gotten into the industry of being a barber, entrepreneur, or hairpreneur in the aspect of, because I just got tired of struggling in the aspect from working for other people. It's not that I'm disobedient. It's not that I can't follow rules. It's not any of those things. But what it really was is that I had an idea that I wanted in my head that I wanted to do something different. You know, so just some of the struggles that I've struggled with and the pains of wanting to be an entrepreneur, wanting to do things my way on my terms. It's frustrating because at that time, you know, there's a lot of things that you got to go through. There was a lot of many nights filled with frustration, beating myself over the head, like literally trying to convince myself that I can do it. Do what? Like start a business from scratch, and not a cookie cutter business that, you know, I really took from someone else and then just implemented it. No, I wanted something that made me feel significant and made me be able to be genuine to actually help the people that I personally wanted to help. Because I knew it was some persons, there were persons out there that I wanted to help, but I didn't know how. And really, I have no former background of experience of business. You know, I come from poverty, all of these things. I didn't have these things. I'm the first real entrepreneur in my family, you know. And when I say real, I mean as in legal. You know, I come from a family where, you know, drugs and alcohol and all of those illegal stuff, gambling and, you know, just not doing business the right way. Right. So, I mean, that's still entrepreneurial spirit. But, you know, to actually have a business in a way where I don't have to have looking over my back and, you know, hoping and wishing that people are not trying to backstab me or looking out for my family and my peers. But having a business that I can start from scratch and create a legacy that can continue to go on time and time and time again, and you feel safe to be in the environment. I didn't really come from that, you know, so that's my struggles. And just building that up, you know, I remember countless nights where I would be up all night trying to Google, like, how to be successful, how to create a business. And this is, mind you, before Google is as popular as it is right now. I really didn't even know how to use Google. I remember calling, you know, my wife and asking her or texting her one day, like, man, how do you really use Google? Like really, that's a weird question. Like, I remember saying, and she was just like, just type in whatever question that you have. And like, as simple as that sound, that was difficult because really, I didn't know what question I wanted to know. All I knew was that I wanted to start a business, but I didn't know the first thing. So I had trouble just getting started, you know. So and I know sometimes people go through that. You might be going through that. You might be stuck in a place where you have something in your head, but you don't know how to get it out on paper, get it on your computer, maybe get it out on your phone, wherever you at in life. You know, you just feel stuck. And that pain, it hurts, it hits you. It's like a deep-seated, rooted pain in your body that really you can associate with not having. So you take the easy route and stay comfortable and probably go back to that job that you have every day that you're unhappy with, or go back to that relationship that you're in that's not fulfilling you, or, you know, in business especially, you know, or go to that salon or barbershop that's that doesn't, they talk about you and you don't have clients and they don't support your dreams and visions. They don't support the ideas that you have. And that's a whole nother pain that, you know, none of us really deserves. I was actually talking to my brother yesterday and we were talking about like how, you know, like when we grew up between, you know, back then versus now, just being able to be vulnerable and how challenging it is to be vulnerable in life, right? Because we come from an era where, you know, you had to be strong as men, you had to be tough, and you can't show any signs of weakness, right? Any signs of weakness is like, hey, you're a chump, you're scared, you know, you're not a man. And so we were taught to be tough, and even that pain, you got to hide it in a place, right? And I think, and the example is we hide it and we think that since we hid it that we're over it, but really it's that pain is still wherever you placed it. You might have covered it up, you might have put a patch on it, a temporary patch, but you never faced it, so that pain is still there. And those are some of the pains that I had in of business, and a lot of us deal with. And you know, some of the pains is like, I don't have enough money, I don't have the right people in place, I don't know the right people, my parents don't support me, my friends don't support me, you know, all of those things. I don't have enough time, what if I fail, you know, those are all those things that, you know, we talk about and we tell ourselves, you know, through our own voice that we can't make it. But unfortunately, there was a study, my brother was telling me that there was a study that was done that if a person that feels like there was a study for, let me quote it my own way because I don't know exactly, but let's say that I don't know, a rib was taken out, right? And that pain of your rib taken out versus a person that actually had a rib taken out. So a person that feel like there's a rib taken out of his side and a person that actually had a rib taken out of his side, there's no direct correlation with how much pain it is. In other words, the person that had that rib actually taken out and the pain that that is versus the person that thinks or, you know, that that pain is there, it's the same pain. So it doesn't, your mind can't tell the difference whether it's physical or not. Your mind, whatever you associate with the pain that you're having is real. So if you have the pain of, you know, not got a dream in your heart that you really want to fulfill, if that pain of not doing it, that pain is real. But again, sometimes we cover that pain up and we patch it and we try to put other words on it and make it, you know, feel better for the time. But sometimes those old graves come up, you know, and they resurface, and that pain is right back there. And it's full-fledged, so you never face that pain, and it's right there. And that's what a lot of us entrepreneurs, we do. You know, we're afraid to take risk on our dreams, afraid to take risk on opportunities. And, you know, we're afraid of what people are going to say about us, the criticism, and all those things. So we don't ever get started. So we hurt ourselves before we even get started. And that's the most powerful thing that we can do to self-destruct ourselves. You know, it's a dope quote by Miles Monroe that said, "The wealthiest place in the world is the graveyard, because all of the dreams that never been dreamt are in a graveyard. All of the authors that never wrote, all of the, you know, people that had businesses that never started, you know, they die with their dreams." So my calling to you right now is with these secrets that we're sharing, my hope is for you to, you know, live full and die empty, live full with your dreams, live them on earth while you're here, while you have the capabilities, and, you know, face those struggles and those fears and turn that pain into pleasure, you know. And I tell you, you know, what if and again, just to reiterate those false beliefs that we have, is that I don't have enough money and I'm not smart enough to be an entrepreneur or open up a business, or, you know, what if I fail, or I don't have enough time, right? But I'm here to tell you that I want to break those beliefs that you have in you, and starting with I don't have enough time. Well, we all have the same 24 hours in the day, you know, and there's no difference between you and I in the aspect of time. It's really how we use our time. There's no difference between you and, I don't know, Tyler Perry or Oprah Winfrey or LeBron James, right? There's no difference in the time. It's what you do with your time that makes you the difference. But we all have the same amount of time. Now, the other thing is that, you know, I'm not smart enough to be an entrepreneur. Hey, listen, I started a business from scratch and I had nothing to start with. And I'm not smart at all by anybody's means. In fact, I graduated high school with a 1.8 GPA. In fact, even in barber school, I wasn't the smartest one in the class. And, you know, and then the other thing is people always talk about, what if I fail? I'm going to fail. What if I fail? What would they say about me? Well, here, I'm here to tell you, man, I fail all the time. Like, I literally fail. I'm an entrepreneur and I fail a lot. In fact, I'm encouraged to fail now because now I reassociated failure with learning. I learn from my failure so I can know what to do next and what not to do. The coolest thing is that, you know, I graduated barber school, right? Which, because I knew I wasn't going to do that well in school or college, but I failed out of barber school. Matter of fact, I passed barber college, my written test, with a 78%. And guess what? 75 is passing. So I graduated at the bottom of my class, but I went on to become the president of the Barber Board of Nebraska. I went on to open up my barber business and create six figures plus and help other barbers and stylists and coaching. So it's not about where you start. It's about where you're going. But you have to use and take that pain and we can turn it into pleasure. Because what's the most important thing? The tool is persistence. Persistence is key. It's like faith. You have to persist. As long as you're doing that and you're keeping your vision and your plans and your business and your actions ahead of you and not behind you, you can be successful. And success really is what you determine from it. It's not what he or she thinks. It's what you think. Your success. And most importantly, you know, risk taking is the only way to overcome it. You got to face your fears head on. Just face it. Whatever those problems, whatever those pains is, admit it. They say the first thing to overcoming like any type of like an AA or something like that is admitting to self. That's the first thing to overcome. You have to admit it. Admit that the pain hurts and, you know, face it. Now, here's the question. Is the pain of you not having what you want worth staying in your comfort zone? Always wishing, like, you know, what if, or should I, could I, or I could have, or what if I, you know, is the pain of having that worth staying where you are right now in your comfort zone? You know, I want you to think about that, you know. So you might say, well, what's the action steps? What do I do? Well, I just want to tell you, keep it simple. Just write it down and just do it, whatever that is. Don't worry about how. Just do it. So to close this out, you know, today, I just wanted to make sure I got that out of my head. And these secrets is what I've been able to do to face my own pains, right? But here's the thing. What would need to happen today in order for you to move forward today? What would need to happen? You know, learn how to use your pains to give you pleasure on your life and in your business and relationships. Learn to use your pains. Let me ask you, if you had the opportunity to start, you know, benefiting from making an impact, changing lives, you know, making money sooner versus later, what would you choose? Would you choose later or would you choose sooner? So, hey, listen. That's something to think about. And I just want you to know, so if you was like me, if you're like me, right? And if you like how I was, feeling stuck with all of the ambition, with no plan of action, not knowing what to do next, you know, then let's just, we're the same, you know? So let's just jump on a call, you know, reach out to me or my team on social media or in the link below and shoot me a DM or something on Instagram and book a free strategy session with me. And let's figure out how we can get you unstuck and get you to the place you want to be. So if that's you, do me a favor. I see you at the top. Go ahead and do that. Book that session. And hopefully this was valuable for you. And peace and love. I see you at the top. This has been a Cutting Edge Secret Podcast. I'm Arthur Lyle. And thanks to our sponsors, Barber's Eye, where we make it all happen for hair entrepreneurs' dream come to a reality by seeing the vision within. You can find them at barbersye.com. If you have any feedback on today's episode, please DM me at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, underscore Lyle, L-Y-L-E, on Instagram, and or repost and tag me on your page, and I love to hear from you. And join us again next time for more cutting-edge secret tips and tricks for the industry pros. Thanks for listening. Peace and love, and I'll see you at the top.